Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Once again, you're very welcome, all of you, to the service today. Amen? Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So are you happy? Billy, okay, greet your neighbor. Cheer up. Amen. Hallelujah. Is it so cold? If it is cold, we can switch off. Yeah? Are you guys here feeling cold? You're not, eh? Hallelujah. There's someone was telling me some time ago that they either read a book or listened to someone teaching how to have an anointed service. Amen. One of the things you should do, make sure the temperatures in the room are right. No, those things are not canon. If it is too cold, some of people find it hard to see, you know. And I guess even the sound waves. Anyway, physics people, temperatures anyway matter. That's what I'm trying to say. Then he gave some other, someone was telling me, then he make sure the lighting is okay. Those things can what? Hinder or enhance the anointing, the presence of God in a place. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Yeah. So if it's cold, you can switch off the fans. You okay? Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Yeah. There are people who are visitors here, like these two, they just came on Thursday, but they have never been here on Sunday. Amen. Give them a big hand clap. Amen. You see, we are few, so I know. Amen. Then there are those, I don't know if I've seen them before, glory be to God. Brenda has a testimony, but she didn't want to share it. Amen. And she told me not to share it. So I will not. But just know that she has a testimony. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah, but it is nice to see you. It's good to see Kathy and Pastor Godson. We are glad to have you back again. Glory be to God. Understand that they are beginning a church soon. So while you're here with us, don't pick up any bad habits from us. Amen. There's so many bad things here. But we shall get better and better and better. That is the will of God. We're even becoming better and better in prophesying. Paul, John, most people here, people are amazing. Amen. Even me, I'm amazed with myself. Amen. I prophesied to some people on Thursday, and I'm not sure if they understood. But apparently, it was what? Exactly what they needed to hear. But somehow, because it came forth in parables, it is easy for them to have what? Missed it. Hopefully, those who love them will what? Will, amen? Will help them. Glory to God. Amen? Today, we're going to talk about a subject that is very dear, to my heart and to the heart of God. It is very, very dear to me. Amen? And that is... It's what? No. You guys, just imagine a pastor who can only talk about one thing. Do you know how messed up a church would be? Just imagine if every time I come, I'm talking about giving. All you would know is giving, and you'd be babies in the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, in fact, that one is not the most precious to me. Amen. But it is the most precious to God for me. You understand? But the other things I rather talk about. Amen. That one, it causes issues. You know, there's some people who don't want to hear those things. Amen. So it's always good, you know, when you get an opportunity to talk about things which are more comfortable. By the way, if you can, most of you have done so, but if you can, please support Zoe Fellowship, Prophet Elvis Umbonye, support him. If there's anything you can really be a part of, amen, and be blessed by the Lord, it is that, actually not the fellowship, it is that man of God. Amen. Please understand that a man of God is greater than a ministry. You know that, Oh, you don't know. A man of God, the ministry exists because there's a man, When the man dies, what, the ministry is no more? Hopefully, there can be someone to propagate it. But it is primarily, you look at everything that has been done. There's always someone God gave a vision. Amen? There's a certain man of God, once in a while, like every month, I send money. Now, he's a pastor of a church. I send him money. But when I do that, I specifically write that this is not for the church. You understand? It is for you. Amen? It is for you to enjoy, to eat. It is not for the church. Glory be to God. It is religion that began that nonsense. Where people give to churches, people give to ministries. But according to God's terms, you actually are supposed to give to a man. God has never anointed a ministry. God has never done what? Anointed a ministry. The anointing on a ministry is because of the anointing on a man. Of course, I also consider what? A woman. If it is a woman, who God gave the commission. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so support Prophet Elvis. Amen. He's doing a wonderful job. I mean, it is undeniable. Most of you know who have been around him or who attend that fellowship. Amen. Glory be to God. So do that. But now, one of the most precious things to me that we want to talk about today is becoming friends of God. Amen. Becoming friends of God, or you can call it friendship with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, people are like, now we can listen. We thought we were talking about giving. But when I talk about friendship with God, financial prosperity has never been greater than a relationship with the Lord. Amen. In fact, if anything, prosperity should actually help you, should be a means to help you, to facilitate the pursuit of a relationship with the Lord. Amen. Most of you are born again. Amen. But God doesn't want you to stop at just being born again. Hallelujah. He wants you to get to a level where you become his friend. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, that is very, it's a deep thing and so wonderful. Just imagine being called when God says, Brenda is my friend. Now, God has said very many great things about me. Amen. Through several people, some directly to me. Amen. There's a lady, I don't think she's here today, maybe she is, but sometime like 3 weeks, and she usually dodges church, cuts church, amen. So she had a dream like 3 weeks ago, when I came to her and I told her, come, I show you something, amen. Then as she looked at me, there was a glory that came over me, and so she followed, she was first hesitant, then and finally, she came with me. Then I laid her in her dream, not my dream, her dream. I led that to a certain fellowship. And we found like the key people in that place, like really like the leaders of that place. And she says that the moment, you know, I entered the room, they all bowed. Not to God, but to me. Glory be to God. Now, again, it's not my dream. So don't you understand? It was her dream. Now, then there's any God has said great things about me. So many people in the past this year, this year, but I haven't heard, when God tells someone that, by the way, Moses is my friend. I haven't heard that. Even me, I myself, God has never told me that Moses, you're my friend. We have had all those dreams where God says, you've done a wonderful job as a church. You know the position that we hold. Now, last week, there are all those the dreams of God is pleased. So we're going to get gifts and stuff. Amen. All that is wonderful. But that is not it. That is not the level that God wants us to what? To be at. Amen. You see, if you have a maid, and she does a wonderful job, Christmas time or any month, you can give her a bonus, an extra whichever. But that doesn't mean that she's your friend. You understand? She's just a faithful servant. You see the difference? She's just a faithful servant. But she doesn't reach that level where you can sit with her or with him and tell that person deep things about your life. Now, there are maids who have reached that level. Where now they are not even called maids. Man, they are part of the family. You understand? They are part of the, they are no longer maids. You understand? Where they were so faithful with what they were given to do. Amen. And because of that, they were ushered into a greater level of relationship with the family. And they became friends of the family. Hallelujah. Now, God is saying unto us that you have done a fabulous job this far. You've been faithful servants, great children. But now, he wants you to continue to pursue him to the level of friendship with God. Glory be to God. How many of you wouldn't want to hear some great man or woman of God telling someone that, by the way, Janat is my friend? Just imagine, getting to hear that there's someone great who told Paul that Janat is my friend. There's a lady, she's here. What's her name? Denise. like 2 months ago, she met Elvis somewhere, so she wanted a prophecy. Okay? Then Elvis was like, why you just said hi? Whatever it was. Then he asked her that, where do you go to church? And she said, LAT. And he's like, Pastor Moses. He's my friend. Glory be to God. He's my friend. Now, she came and told me that, my eyes so great. You understand? Now, right now, God has exalted Elvis. He has. It's undeniable. Amen. So, man, it feels great. When, man, you hear now, it's not like you're the one who told people that Elvis, but Elvis tells someone. And now, this is not a liar. Denise is not a liar. That she wanted money from me, so she wanted to come and flatter me. Then as she concludes, she said that, by the way, there's something, but it felt so wonderful. Elvis telling someone that, Pastor, he's my friend. Glory be to God. Now, Elvis is a human being. Amen. Now, what I want to hear is God saying that Moses is my friend. No, that I haven't heard. I have heard things like, Moses, I love your giving. I've heard those things. I've heard where God was calling me his own. Amen? When the church was just about to start, someone in Zoe, had a dream. But I also misinterpreted that dream that time. Amen? But now, later, I understood what he was actually talking about. At that point, you remember that dream when people were in Zoe, worshipping. They are worshipping, and then worship is coming to a close, but the preacher is not coming. Then people are like, you remember those things when Elvis would take long to come. Even the worship leader is a bit like, is he really, what are we into today? Amen? And so it was, the dream was like that. And then somehow, as people were like, what's that, who's coming? There was a voice that came from heaven, and it said that, and the voice said that my own is coming. But God didn't say whose own, who that person is. Amen? So people continue worshiping and worshiping. Then all of a sudden, I entered the place like a Benny Hinn. She said I was dressed in white. I entered then a voice came from her again saying, my own has come. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, I've heard those things. The great thing where God is saying, my own. You understand? Great stuff. Amen? Yeah, but God wants us to be his friends. Hallelujah. Amen? I've had dreams where God is saying, like that dream of FPO, Financial Prosperity Overseer. Now, that can be anybody. That can be any thug. And of course, it can be a thug, of course. But what I mean, it can be anybody. You understand? A great servant. But you don't necessarily have to be a friend of God. You are just faithful. Amen? Yet also, faithfulness is a road, is a way to friendship. Like I told you, a maid being faithful, serving faithfully a family, she gets to that place where now she's no longer just a maid. Amen? Hallelujah. I heard of a story of some lady who got a maid, and she was kind of like older than her, So she would prepare dinner. Then she tells the maid to take the food to the husband and what. Then the maid told her, no. You are the one to take food to your husband. She said, no. It is you. It's your husband. Then she'll tell the maid to do something. I said, no. It's not supposed to be done that you are the wife. Man. But then you could see that the maid was talking sense. So she had to obey the maid. Because, she's right. The relationship. Turned out it would be like she had employed like an instructor. You understand? And she liked her, by the way. He an instructor to put sense into her head. There are some things, it's not a maid to do them for your husband. Amen? But she loved the maid. But the maid was saying, no. That one I'm not doing. Okay? It is you. Glory be to God. Now, some of you need those maids. Such maids. Hallelujah. Amen? Then when you see, wow, she's great, then now you start confiding in her staff. Amen? Because now she's getting to that level of what? Friendship. Glory be to God. Then you would even wonder, but how can I give my friend this little amount of money? Then you're like, Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 41 verse 8 says, amen? First of all, Abraham, our father, amen? Since he's our father, we should emulate him. The Bible says about Abraham, now this is God speaking. He says, but you Israel are my servant, Jacob whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friends. You understand? The descendants of what? Abraham, my friend. Look in that scripture. Israel is a servant. Israel is a servant. But their dad was a friend of God. Glory be to God. A friend of God. A buddy. Hallelujah. Now, God doesn't want us to stop at the level of what? Just servants. We are his children, yes. But, you know, he didn't want to stop there. He wants us to become friends. Amen? This that was said of Abraham, it was said in three scriptures in the Bible. You know, it is only person I've seen in the Bible, three times where God says, my friend. Amen? He say, it is written again in 2 Chronicles 27, which says that, are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? Now, these are people saying that man, Abraham was your friend. Glory be to God. And in the New Testament, it is repeated again in James chapter 2, verse 23, which says that, and the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Amen? Man, I can assure you, before I die, or before I'm raptured, amen, God has to tell people that I'm his friend. I'm telling you, these things of FPO, what, great, what, those are good, but we are going for this. Amen? But I told you again, you cannot become a friend if you haven't been faithful with what he has told you to do. You can't. Amen? Now, this explains why I'm a bit not so good in church on Sunday and on Thursday during those hours when we are here. It explains why I am not exactly so nice. Amen? Why? Because, man, there's something I'm pursuing. Amen? And I know the road to that place is faithfulness, being a good servant. Hallelujah. So I cannot stand to see nonsense going on, and I just, God will be like, but now, Moses, really, I thought you knew what I want, and you let it go, Now, how can I really call you my friend, yet the simple things you have failed to do? Do you understand? You see, that's how I think, That's how I think. Amen? Then, it is not just something, but even just you people, Amen? When I look at you and I'm like, something's going to mess you up and what, And I can't stand to just let it pass, Amen? Because God will be like, but you even didn't take care of my children, You knew better, But you just shut up, You are just a man pleaser, Amen? I'm going to say, you just don't qualify. Do you understand what I mean, Now, this is why for me, when it comes to the things of God, I'm very serious. Because, man, there's something I want. Amen? I'm pursuing that, the relationship with God, a deeper relationship where God can now give people dreams, not just FPO, my own, those things. But when he can come to someone in a dream, in a vision, and tell them that Moses is my friend. Glory be to God. Amen? Abraham, like we've seen, he had that CV with God. You've seen the scriptures, No, there's no scripture which says that it can never be anyone else. It's not there. Amen? The Bible says Abraham is our father. Amen? And Jesus said in John chapter 8, 39, He told Jews that if Abraham were your father, you would do the works Abraham what? Abraham did. Amen. Now, if he's our father, amen, we should emulate him, amen, and pursue a relationship with the Lord. The Bible says, I think it's in Isaiah 50 verse 2 or 51 verse 2, amen, it says that we should look unto Abraham, our father. Glory be to God. He was a friend of God. Amen. That means that we can also become friends of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Friends of God. You guys should get some teaching by Rick Joyner. Do you know these books that you blow for? The Final Quest, The Call, The Torch and the Sword, There Are Two Trees in the Garden, all those books. Do you know that by the those books are powerful. And God has told us as a child that if we just master those books, we shall become great in heaven. Those books, just read them and master them and live by them. Amen. You become great in heaven. Amen. He read them years ago, but to this day, when you read those books, it's like, in fact, I agree with John, who said once that if the Bible hadn't yet been written, those books would have become part of the Bible. Amen. But they're not the Bible, understand. But the depths of God in them, I can assure you, those books, if they had been written in the days of Matthew and Luke and John, those books would have qualified for us to be scripture. Amen. But what I'm trying to say is that by the time Rick Joyner wrote them, he was just a servant. Amen. Rick Joyner became a friend of God when? Sandra, when? I think it was last year. Last year, he was taken up to heaven. You know, and God told, and he spent 8 hours in heaven with the Lord. Amen. And it was during that experience that the Lord told him that now you have become my friend. Just last year. You see, when you wrote The Final Quest, went to, a friend of God. Zero. He was just a servant. So, man, this friendship thing with God, it is not really a thing you just attain one day after getting born again. But one day after getting saved, you still experience some, you understand? But you see, just like a baby, a baby, like, you know, if it's your child, it's just your child. And you love the child dearly. Amen? But there are some things you can't tell a baby. But you love them with all your heart. Amen? But there's something you can't share your heart with them. You love their child, they're your children, but they're not your friends. Do you understand? They're not your friends. Hallelujah. Now, they're supposed to grow up, and then, you know, those things of good children, be good children, you know. Be a good girl, good girls don't do that, Amen? And hopefully as they grow up, they reach that level when you can say, she's my child, but you can also introduce her as my friend. You understand? But very few children get to that level of friendship with their parents, unfortunately. Amen? And usually it is not even the problem, Bambi, of the children, but it is the parents somehow who cause the hindrance to move to that level. Amen? But now, with our God, God cannot create a hindrance for us to become his friends. You understand? In him, there is no darkness at all, nothing repulsive. He never does evil. He plans no evil unto us, so we can boldly draw unto him, amen, and relate with him, and do the desires of his heart, amen, then we can become friends with the Master. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, you don't need to be an apostle. Do you know that Abraham wasn't an apostle? Have you ever seen a scripture that Abraham was an apostle? It's not there because he wasn't. You don't have to be a prophet. Amen. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be famous. Eh? You see, those are the things which mess up people, where they think preachers and whatever, they are the most intimate with God. They never think about God. Zero. That's not true. Eh? Amen. Like, being a pastor of LA is just a job. I'm just a servant. You're also a servant somewhere else. Eh? You know what I mean? Eh? Now, I have to be faithful, just like you have to be faithful, for all of us to become friends with God. But being a pastor has never been the qualification to become a friend with God. You understand? Because now there is God that is being unfair. Eh? Now, if only prophets are supposed to be friends with God now, but you're the one who made them prophets. Now, for us who you didn't make what? That means that we can never become friends with you. You understand? Eh? The system is just not right. Amen? But any child of God can become a friend of God. Amen? My desire is to have within this church, amen, a clique. You understand? A clique, a gang of friends of God. That's what gang is, not a bad one. Hallelujah. Amen? Just imagine we're here, like 80-something. Amen? And then you have 60 friends of God. 60 buddies of God. Man, that's a powerful church. That church wouldn't have issues. People would be in one accord because they're all seeking the will of their friend. They're not seeking their will, their husband's will, their boyfriend's will. You know, they all have one mind. They have a common friend. Hallelujah. And they're all seeking his will. Glory be to God. I must become a friend of God. I must. Amen? And I know how to get there. One of the primary ways is faithfulness. Glory be to God. That's why everything God tells me to do, I try and to finish it quickly. So you say, now, you're even not serious. I told you to do that thing 6 months ago. Now, 5 years. You know, eh? But I want to accomplish the will of the Father. Eh? Amen? Glory be to God. Amen? But he told me to tell you guys that right now, you are on the right track. You are on the right track. Because look at all those dreams that have come when God is thanking you for things that you've done. That means now you're doing well. You're doing well. Now you're destined to become friends of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? Glory be to God. But this is very serious. Hallelujah. Let me boast again a little bit. I remember years ago, like 3 years ago, something like that, I had some problem, something which wasn't right, which I was failing to solve. Amen. Now later, after I had solved it, I told Elvis about it. So we are driving. Then he said, but okay, we are fellow ministers, but we're also friends. Why didn't you tell me? Okay, yeah, we are these things you preach in my whatever, you know, okay. But, I mean, you're also my friend. Why didn't you tell me? I should have helped. You understand? He was like, why didn't you tell me? Okay, there are these things of preaching, you know, but you're so, you know, my friend. You should have told me. So it was hard that I was going through something. Not a major thing, so don't worry. Anyway, even if it was major, it was years ago, you know. But he was like, why didn't you tell me? You understand? Amen? Now, there are some people, Elvis will just prophesy. You understand? Prophesy, sure. But some people, after he has prophesied, he'll be like, now, the other thing. You understand? Now, like, behind, could be after fellowship is over, you know. He'll be like, now, Kati, now, let's get you what? Now, the other thing was ministering. Now, friends, Kati, you know, That kind of thing. Now, that's the relationship God wants with all of us. Friends of God. Glory be to God. Amen? I have essentially told you all that I was supposed to tell you, even without what? Reading some of the what? The scriptures. Glory be to God. Amen? The Bible says in John chapter 15, verse 15, it says, this is Jesus talking to the disciples, and he tells them that no longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known unto you. So the disciples had passed the level of just servants. They had become friends, and that's when now Jesus even shared deep things with them, which he didn't share with servants. Glory be to God. And again, like I said, that is a pathway to friendship. Faithful, being a faithful servant first. Amen? Let me say this. When Rick Joyner last year went to heaven, 8 hours, he was told of 5 levels every child of God go through. They should go through, but very few actually attain the highest. And I'm going to attain. In fact, the highest is not even friendship. Hallelujah. Did you listen to those things? You're the one who carried them from the States. Anyway, the first level, when you get born again, the day you get born again, you have become a convert. You're converted. And you're a child of God. You get born again, a child of God, but not a convert. Amen? Now, when you become a convert, God doesn't want you to stop there. He wants you to become a disciple. A disciple. Who is a disciple? A disciple is basically someone who wants to become like his master, like his teacher. Amen? So what they do, they eat and read all the writings of their master or their teacher, so they can become like him. Amen? Now, if you don't love reading the Bible, you don't like reading the Bible, you are not even a disciple. You're still a convert. Because how are you going to know the writings of the master if you don't read the Bible? It just basically means you don't want to become like him. So you're not a disciple. Now, there are people who have been born again 30 years. And they are still just converts, not disciples. Now, some people are now quoting me scripture. There is therefore no condemnation for those. I didn't come here to condemn anybody. I'm just saying things. Even me, by the way, I am in this clique also. You understand? A disciple. A disciple, the key thing on their mind is becoming like their teacher. So how can you want to become like your teacher, yet you don't know his teachings? And knowing them thoroughly, knowing the scriptures thoroughly is not only for pastors, preachers, prophets. You understand? It is for every child of God who wants to become a disciple. Glory be to God. There is a girl, some girl shocked me one day, years ago. Some people here know her. Anyway, but she shocked me. She told me, now, I think maybe now we are becoming friends. So she confided in me. She told me that for the truth, I can't even quote 2 scriptures. I'm telling you, this chick years ago, man, okay, now she had confided in me that was great, but now I was in amazement. And she had gotten born again, those things of getting saved in P2, But she told me, man, Sisobola, 2. But she's always there. That time I was in a church, KPS actually. I was there and she was always there, Bible study. You understand? Eh? You know, now church power was pro-gay, man. You know, eh? Most of these things you see in town, eh? You think people, it is zeal, eh? For go, but people are just going for pro-gay. Pro-gay. Now, what man, the pro-gay Tuesday? Well, you know, eh? Pro-gay. Instead of people sitting down and fast what? Read the writings of the master. But pro-gi. They never sit down at the feet of the master. Amen? Now, Kampala right now has become like that. Pro-gi every week of the day, pro-gi. And people are not growing, they're just babies. Babies. But pro-gi, you know. But again, God sings. But they have never sat down at the feet of the master, at the teacher, the feet of the teacher. Amen? No, this is very sad. Very, very sad. You see, you cannot, you know, activity has never meant progress. Do you know that? Activity, do you know, for example, I can stand here and jump like this, but I'm not making progress, but I'm active. You understand? But I can do like this, then someone will use that same energy and they reach wherever, in Tinder. But for me, I'll just be here. But very what? Active. Active in the Lord. You see, now, if you don't know that, you will say, wow, well, the guy has been active for a whole hour. Stupid activity. Ineffective. Useless. Anyway, a disciple, the first level, convert, just got born again. You know, second level, a disciple, you know, taking in the words or the teachings or the teacher. Try to become like him. Amen? Third level, Sandra. Rick Jenner said, now she didn't know the third level of what? Of her teacher. She wants to become like Rick Jenner, but she didn't know the teachings of her. Anyway, third level is what? Good, no man. Servant. Now, a servant is basically a slave. That word should also have been interpreter, slave. A slave owns nothing, including their time. A slave has no agenda. A slave has no, plans, purposes, and pursuits. Amen? A slave, nothing. What are you, so you're planning to go to school, a slave? A slave, you don't have anything. You're not supposed to have plans, you're just supposed to receive plans and execute them. Amen? That's what a slave, a servant is. I want to get 3 children. A slave has no those things to believe. You only wake up in the morning and then you hear instructions. And then you obey. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. That's why there's this thing called the will of God. Amen? That's what you should be pursuing and living for, not your will. Do things where you just go and stay wherever you want to stay. You just study whatever you want to study. You understand? You marry whoever you want to marry. Now, you're not a what? You're not a servant. You understand? Anyway, that's level 3. Now for me, first of all, I don't know where I am. Amen. I was telling these levels to Paul some time ago, and he was telling me now, I think for me, I'm at a level of a convert. Glory be to God. Amen. Now after you become a servant, you become what? A friend. Some of you have been attentive. after he became a disciple. Now, you don't even read the Bible. Now, the other week you made people fast. Now I'm going to make them read the Bible for hopefully a couple of days. Eh? You understand? People should stop this activity. You're just all over the place. Eh? But you never sit down at the feet of the master. Everything, you know, eh? I bet it is very sad. Very, very sad. You guys, you think I'm joking, but it is very, very sad. Eh? Very sad. Especially, now, that activity thing, eh? It is right for babies. When someone has just gotten born again, eh? Man, eh? Really, there is a passion they get for the Lord. Eh? Huh? I remember when I just got saved on campus. I wanted to be part of everything. Man, you hear me? You know, eh? It's like a baby. Eh? A baby wants to eat everything. Everything, everything. You know, eh? I'm telling you, eh? Now that's what happens when you have a passion for the Lord, just gotten born again. Eh? Amen? But there comes a time when you grow up and you're like, that is good, but you understand. Eh? Anyway, you understand what I'm saying? Eh? Hmm? When now, you can now, anyway, what I'm trying to say, sit down at the feet of the master eh? And take in his writings. Amen? You know, with a goal of becoming like him. Hmm? Hallelujah. Amen? Amen. Hmm? So, after friendship, what is the next level? Sandra? Sandra is going to say, Kali, I had the Lord tell me not to go to church today, but now the Pastor Moses has embarrassed me. Well, glory be to God. You know, anyway, yeah, sons. Eh? After you become a friend of God, now you become a son eh, of God. Hmm? But you have always been a child, eh? But not a son. Eh? Hmm? You understand? Eh? When you become a son, eh, man, you are basically that means that you're mature, eh? You can take responsibility of his estate. You understand? Just delegate who there you are. Go do what you want to do. Amen? I trust you. You have the same mind as me. Eh? You understand? Eh? You have my heart. I trust you. Hmm? That's when he can trust you eh? With great authority, great power. Eh? Hmm? You understand? Eh? Now you've come, but you went through stages. Hmm? That sonship stage is the one where Paul said in Philippians, where he says, I have not yet attained. I have not attained. Attaining to that level of the measure, of the stature, or the fullness of Christ. Hmm? That's what Paul said, I have not attained. Amen? But he said, I press forward. Glory be to God. I press forward for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hmm? That was the level man, now Paul, was pursuing, becoming a son. So that means that some of his great writings, he wrote them just as, I guess, a servant, a friend. Amen? But some of them, you understand? Eh? Hmm? Now, judge yourself and see where you're at. Eh? Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. This is great. Eh? Hallelujah. Paul said for him, from his assessment, he's at the level of convert. So, a finalist in the whatever. Eh? Hallelujah. You see, and the things that are so I'm passionate about. Eh? Now, I've already said this, and I hope you remember it, that gifts of God have never been a sign of maturity. By the way, even being a pastor or a prophet, whatever you call those things, apostle, what, has never meant that someone is mature. There are apostles who are babies. You see them in their attitude, the way they plot things, the way, you understand, babies. You understand? But called to be apostles, called to be prophets, called to be what? Now, they are called to that, but actually, in reality, they haven't really attained it. You see what I mean? Like how you can be called a prophet. God say you are a prophet to the nation. Now that doesn't necessarily mean that now you are in what? In actuality. You are by calling. You've been called to that. And you can even begin seeing things, prophesying real stuff. But that has never meant you mature. Glory be to God. They are prophets who are not disciples. They don't know the teachings of the master. The only teachings they know about the master is how he told the woman at the well. He told her, you've had 5 husbands. And that is all the verses that they know. Because those are the ones they want. How to give a word of knowledge. Because even Jesus gave it. But they are babies. Babies. Glory be to God. Now, because I know that, that's why I endeavor to tell you guys to read your Bibles. Amen? Because I know the crowd I'm dealing with. Prophetic people, you know, and prophetic people can be, if they're not careful, they can become the most stupid people. Because, just imagine you're there, then you start seeing visions, then Gabriel appears to you, real stuff. If you're not careful, do you know how you can think that you have arrived? You're just a baby. Gabriel appeared too. Gabriel used to even appear to people who are not born again. Do you know that? When Gabriel appeared to Mary, was she born again? Those guys are not born again. Now I'm just giving you info that Gabriel can appear to anybody. And when he appears to you, don't now start thinking you have arrived. Because you bring that. Gabriel never appeared to you. Me, Gabriel, okay. Amen? He just appeared to a baby. For some reason, in God's plans, purposes, and pursuits, decided to visit a baby in the Lord. You see, now this, someone needs to tell people this. Because people are going to mess themselves up, and they're going to get hurt and hurt others. You guys with your vision and dreams, please read your Bibles. Sit down at the feet of the master. Amen. Eat his teachings. You can't become like him by just seeing visions. Amen. Or by being a prophet to everybody. You become like him by eating his word and beholding him, and then you change into his same image. You understand? Amen? John was telling me the other day that for him, anyway, I guess it's the way he's helping himself not to become stupid. He said that he takes these things of visions and what? He takes them as a bait for falling. Now, understand him in context. I've seen people, prayer meetings, like on Thursday, people, prophetic guys, they begin to pray Raman. Let's start to pray. Then we begin to pray Raman. Then within 5 minutes, guys are stuck. Not really stuck, but somehow, I guess they're seeing something, in the spirit, or like they are, they're catching something that the Lord is saying. Amen? And then, the rest of us who are not seeing anything, pray for 2 hours. This guy who is saying stuff just prayed five. The rest of the 1 hour 55 minutes, he's. You understand? Eh? Now, do you see how now that gift is messing someone up? Now they're not praying in the Holy Ghost. But they will come and tell now, when we are praying, I saw it. And wow, great. And we want to hear what you saw, if it's going to bless us. But you should get to a level whereby you see, okay, you're praying and you're seeing, but then you continue praying. You're not distracted by the vision. You continue praying. You're like, okay, yes, I've seen you, but Ramande, I'll continue seeking the Lord. A vision is not supposed to be an end. You see, guys are not reading the Bibles. Because when they hear, they say, oh, God has saved what, Uganda, what? So now, why read the Bible, yet you know the will of God? Eh? You know it? So there are guys, they don't know nothing, man. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Please, let's sit down at the feet of the Master. Become a disciple, eh? Then when you become a disciple, he'll give you instructions as a servant so that you can grow into friendship. And then you're in friendship when you're faithful. Eh? Amen. You'll be elevated to the status of sons. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. You look at people, the way they do things the Lord has taught them to do. Eh? Let it be something to help in church. Eh? People are so complacent. Eh? Then they want to be begged. Eh? I mean, you just see a baby. Eh? You know, why should you be begged to do something for God? Then you think you can hold someone at people at ransom. Eh? Baby. You see, babies. Eh? Gifted babies. That's what's happening. Gifted babies. Babies. Gifted. But they think because of the gift, they have arrived. By the way, now, that is exactly why he says that he believes that these gifts are a bait to falling. You know, they're not really like wanting you to fall. But if you're not careful, you can stagnate. And those who are not sensible like me will think, wow, mature. She sees, she dreams, she prophesies. It's stupid. Eh? A stupid prophesier. And there are many stupid prophesiers. I even don't want to call them prophets. Because that damn prophecy is so precious. Eh? So that's why I call them prophesiers. Stupid prophesiers. But they are prophesying real stuff, eh? Usually. Eh? Of course, there's also an element of off, papa. Eh? And they can never humble them and say, yeah, I was wrong. Yeah. Glory be to God. Friendship with God. But I want to remind you that the Lord said that you guys, you're on the right track. You understand? You cannot be getting all these commendations from heaven, eh? How great you're doing in this and that, eh? You know, without, when you're not on the right track. God says that is a sign that you're on track. So keep on keeping on. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember a vision, it was a dream in the night. Eh? I had, eh? You know, but anyway, the interpretation was, a day is coming when I'll be speaking with the Lord face to face, as a man speaks with his friend. Amen? Like my namesake, Moses. Everything Moses did, I have to do. That's how I was born, and that's what God, he told me. You understand? But now, just because he told me that day will come, when we shall speak face to face, as a man speaks, it is not automatic. It is not automatic. I have to first be faithful, I have to first be bad with you guys. Glory be to God. They say, thank you. You put sense into the stupid prophesiers. You know, now come and sit with me as a friend. Glory be to God. Amen. But let me go back to that bit of activity. Activity. You are all over the place. You just... But it is sad. When you find people have been born again since P2. Since P2. The only chapter that they remember is in the Bible, especially women, girls. The only chapter they remember is in the Bible. It's 1 Corinthians 13. But they even don't know what it says. But they just know it talks about love. Born again in P2. P2. I got born again second year university. Now, a month later, I remembered some guy who preached to me in senior one. And the guy, the whole sports time, the guy grabbed me after what? Classes. Evening, like at 4 p.m. After classes. Guy began preaching to get saved. You know, I gave excuses. I jumped. Then, like 7-8 years later, I get saved. Then when I realized how precious this thing is, I was like, I wish I got born again in senior one. I saw wasted years. Wasted years. So every time I meet someone and they told me they got born again in P2, I'm like, wow. You talk to them and they're stupid. Man, P2. I wish I got born again in P2. Hallelujah. Amen. But you are on track. Even though you're stupid, right? But you're on track. Right now, God says you're on track. Very soon, you'll be unstupid. You understand? The unstupid will be what? Undone. Rather, the stupid will be what? Undone. Because you are on track. Don't forget that. Don't say, guy, you called us stupid prophesiers. No. In fact, I wasn't talking about, just talking about some people. Amen? For you are what? On track. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen? Friends of God. Abraham was a friend of God. He's our father. The Bible says we should do the works of Abraham. We should emulate him. Amen? And when we do that, amen, we shall become friends. But remember, converts, disciples, servants, friends, sons. Now, Rick Joyner right now is in pursuit of sonship. But he's a child of God. Again, don't say Moses Tamani scripture. He's a child of God. But he hasn't attained that level of a mature son, a mature child. Glory be to God. Amen. I have to attain the I have to. Amen. Glory be to God. And the Lord told Rick Joyner that labor is cheap, as in servants. Labor is cheap. Friends are expensive, but sons are priceless. Labor is cheap. You can get a maid anytime. Just fire this one, get another one. Then you can pay them whatever you want. If you have a bad heart, Amen? Amen? But it says friends are expensive. A real friend is expensive. I remember Dennis, those days when we'd go going to the States, Gerard, to give birth and then coming back. Dennis, to this day, I just don't understand. The guy would cough fuel. He says, when are you going? I'll drive you. In my head, I'm like, oh, it's fuel. But I'm like, anyway, he chose it. But then he asks you, when are you coming back? Then when you're there, right? So when are you coming back? What time? Which flight? Burns fuel. Well, I guess he thinks he's my friend. Yeah, you see? Friends are what? Expensive. Eh? But sons, you know, Jesus told Joanna that sons are priceless. You can't put a price to a son. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You've been blessed?
Yes.
Amen? You want to become a friend of God?
Yes.
We are together on that. Amen? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. One of the things I was told to do, and I have to be faithful to it, is to prophesy. I haven't done so well with it. I don't want to prophesy. I don't want to. But I know, man, you know, there are some things, you know, if I don't do it, he told me when 2013, so I've endeavored it, but anyway, hallelujah. So Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Just pray the Holy Ghost. Pray the Holy Ghost. As you thank him for what you have had. Hallelujah. Tell him that you want to become his friend. Father, thank you. Thank you. Ramande sika ya la mande zekele mende sika lo mondo zakamama. Rimande zeyele mende sika la mande sika lo mondo zende kamama. Rande zeyele sika lo nde keme. Rika ya la mande sende. Nindo yolo zondo kama kamama. Ramande zeyele mende zende kamama.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.